Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government clears acquisition of military hardware worth 45,000 crore rupees from Indian vendors. In Kerala, tighter controls in place in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. Tamil Nadu and Karnataka also on alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on Sunday in New Delhi. Country's overall exports estimated to be $60.87 billion for the last month. And in Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh set a target of 266 runs before India in last Super Fours match at Colombo. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC has accorded acceptance of necessity AON for 9 capital acquisition proposals of approximately 45,000 crore rupees. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today. All these procurements will be made from Indian vendors, which will give a substantial boost to the Indian defence industry towards achieving the goal of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The DAC accorded the AON for procurement of light armoured multipurpose vehicles and integrated surveillance and targeting system. It cleared AON for procurement of high mobility vehicle gun towing vehicles for swift mobilization and deployment of artillery guns and radars. It also approved procurement of next generation survey vessels for the Indian Navy, which will greatly enhance its capabilities in performing hydrographic operations. The procurement of Dhruvastra short range air to surface missile as a potent indigenous precision guided weapon for indigenously built ALH MK4 helicopters has been cleared. The AON for procurement of 12 Su-30 MKI aircraft with associated equipment from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited was also accorded. In Kerala, tighter controls are being put in place in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. One more person has turned Nipah positive in Kozhikode. With this, the number of active Nipah positive cases has risen to 4. Our correspondent reports that the authorities in neighbouring Tamil Nadu and Karnataka have stepped up vigil in view of Nipah virus cases.
In a fresh development, a Kuchiyari native who passed away at the Kozhikode Medical College Hospital on the 30th of last month has now been confirmed Nipah positive. His samples were not tested for the virus earlier. Examinations later of throat swabs taken while he was undergoing treatment at the hospital has now confirmed that he was infected by the virus. However, tests on nearly 30 health workers who were treating him returned negative results. As strongly suspected earlier, the Kuchiyari native is the index case from whom the virus spread to others. Earlier today, a 4-member expert team from the National Institute of Virology visited his house in Maridongara Panchayat and examined the surrounding areas. Authorities in neighboring Tamil Nadu and Karnataka have stepped up vigil on vehicles and passengers from Kerala at border checkpoints. Passengers are being checked for high temperature using infrared thermometers before they are allowed to proceed further. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti on Sunday at India International Convention and Expo Centre in New Delhi. The aim of the scheme is to not only support the artisans and craftspeople of rural and urban areas across the country financially, but also to keep the age-old tradition, culture and diverse heritage alive and flourishing through local products, art and crafts. It has been the sustained focus of the Prime Minister to give support to the people engaged in traditional crafts. The prime focus of the scheme, which covers 18 traditional crafts, is to improve the quality as well as the reach of products and services and to ensure that they are integrated with the domestic and global value chains. It aims to strengthen and nurture the Guru Shishya Parampara or family-based practice of traditional skills by Vishwakarmas working with their hands and tools. The scheme will be fully funded by the centre with an outlay of 13,000 crore rupees, and under it, the Vishwakarmas will be registered free of charge through common services centres using the biometric-based PM Vishwakarma portal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate Yashobhoomi at Dwarka to the nation on Sunday. He will also inaugurate the extension of the Delhi Airport Metro Express line from Dwarka Sector 21 to a new metro station at Dwarka Sector 25. Mr. Modi's vision of having a world-class infrastructure for hosting meetings, conferences and exhibitions will be strengthened with the operationalization of Phase 1 of the India International Convention and Expo Centre called Yashobhoomi. The fourth G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion, GPFI, meeting is being held in Mumbai. More than 50 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries and international organizations are participating in the meeting. The GPFI members are holding discussions related to GPFI work regarding implementation of G20 GPFI high-level principles for digital financial inclusion, update of national remittance plans, and SME best practices and innovative instruments to overcome common constraints in SME financing. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, today tested Pan-India Emergency Alert System for Disaster Management. People across the country are getting flash messages on their smartphones in this regard. The NDMA is using this test to assess the effectiveness of the alert system and to identify any potential problems. They are further planning to conduct similar tests periodically in various regions. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. India's overall exports are estimated to be $60.87 billion for last month. The country's engineering goods exports have recorded a growth of 7.73% during the period as compared to the same month last year. It now stands at $9.05 billion. Smartphone exports also registered a 99.54% growth during the April to July period this year at $4,673.37 million. Drugs and pharma exports continue to grow at 4.53% last month and at 15.74% between April and August. The government data also shows that the trade deficit has decreased to $11.63 billion in the last month as compared to $13.58 billion in the same period last year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today stressed on establishing Indian companies as multinational corporation MNC. Addressing the Global Services Export Conclave in New Delhi, the minister said the free trade agreements are meant for engaging with the world and he further assured to facilitate with more opportunities.
We should be now aiming to be international. All these FTAs are opening up the doors for us to go and engage with the rest of the world. It's opening the doors to the service sector. That's one of the primary focuses. Given the changing nature of business with 50% plus of our own economy coming out of services, the fact that now today $326 billion came out of services exports, which is 55% growth in services exports from 194 to 326 billion in only 2 years. We need to recognize our own capability today.
The key domestic share indices ended higher today with Nifty closing near 20,200. A report from the business desk.
The BSE Sensex rose 319 points to finish at 67,838. The NSE Nifty also advanced 89 points to settle at 20,192. In the forex market, the rupee today closed at 83 rupees and 18 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at the multi-commodity exchange for October contracts were trading at 58,790 rupees per 10 grams. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $93.90 per barrel. Gaurav Dhawan Lal for Akashvani News.
The Haryana government has suspended mobile internet services, bulk SMS and all dongle services in the jurisdiction of District Noor with immediate effect till the 16th of September. Government official spokesperson said Additional Chief Secretary of Home Department TVSN Prasad has issued the orders in view of the potential cause for communal tension and disturbance of public peace. He said a temporary suspension has been imposed to stop the spread of disinformation and rumours through various social media platforms. In Madhya Pradesh, all the women registered under the Mukhya Mantri Ladli Behna Yojana and Pradhan Mantri Ujwala scheme will get domestic gas cylinders at a cost of just 450 rupees. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched the registration process for this scheme today, virtually addressing the main function at Tikamgarh. Mr. Chauhan informed that the eligible women will have to first get registered through a very simple process, and then they would have to pay the gas cylinder's actual amount to their respective gas agencies. Home Minister Amit Shah today said the latest morning consult survey shows that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popularity remains unrivaled among global leaders. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said this is a testament to the success of the Modi doctrine in foreign policy. He added that this is also a global recognition of the Prime Minister's undeterred achievements in lifting millions out of poverty, selfless efforts to improve their living standards, and people's unyielding trust in him. The Ministry of Culture will award the Sangeet Natak Academy Amrit Awards to 84 performing artists in New Delhi tomorrow. The Sangeet Natak Academy said their selection shows the rich and diverse culture of India. Talking to Akashwani News, Academy Chairperson Sandhya Purecha said the honour carries purse money of 1 lakh rupees along with Tamrapatra and Angavastra.
पूरे हिंदुस्तान से 84 आर्टिस्टों को सिलेक्ट किया गया जो 75 वर्ष के ऊपर की आयु के हैं जिन्हें कभी भी नेशनल रिकॉग्निशन नहीं मिला है और अपनी विरासत को जीवंत रखे हुए हैं उसी के आधार पर उनका चयन करके अपनी विरासत पर गर्व करना ये जो मोदी जी का पहला संकल्प है उस संकल्प को पूरा किया जा रहा है ये अवार्ड सेरेमनी ऑनरेबल वाइस प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इंडिया श्री जगदीप धनखड़ जी प्रेजेंट करेंगे ये विज्ञान भवन न्यू दिल्ली में कल 16 सितंबर को 11 बजे दिया जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Jewish community around the world on the occasion of Rosh Hashanah. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that the new year would bring good health, peace, and prosperity to everyone's life. Rosh Hashanah, also called the Day of Judgment, is a major Jewish observance. During this period, each Jew reviews his relationship with God and commemorates the creation of the world. Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today inaugurated the Amrit Kalash Yatra under Meri Mati Mera Desh Abhiyan in Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Thakur appealed to everyone to participate in commemorating 75 years of India's independence and honouring the courageous souls who sacrificed their lives to protect our nation. In the Asia Cup Cricket ODI today, Bangladesh have set a target of 266 runs before India in the last Super Fours match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. In reply, India were 114 for 4 in 28 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to field. The men in blue have so far won 3 games. India and Sri Lanka have already qualified for the final, which will be played on Sunday at the same venue. In tennis, the Davis Cup matches will be played in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday after 23 years. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath thanked the All India Tennis Association for selecting the state for the tournament. More from our Akashwani correspondent.
Chief Minister said that under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, an environment of sports has been created across the country, and Uttar Pradesh is the leading state in taking forward these programs within the country. Today, 83 stadiums, 12 synthetic tennis courts, 38 swimming pools, 15 synthetic hockey stadiums, 3 synthetic running tracks, 2 international cricket stadiums have been completed in the state. Davis Cup World Group 2 matches will be played at the Vijayant Khand Mini Stadium in Lucknow on Saturday and Sunday. Due to the extreme humid condition in the city, match timings have been changed for the convenience of players and fans. Matches have been rescheduled from 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday and from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Om Awasthi, Lucknow.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government clears acquisition of military hardware worth 45,000 crore rupees from Indian vendors. In Kerala, tighter controls in place in Kozhikode to contain Nipah virus infections. Tamil Nadu and Karnataka also on alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme on Sunday in New Delhi. Country's overall exports estimated to be $60.87 billion for last month. And in Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh set a target of 266 runs before India in last Super Fours match at Colombo. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.